He said, she said, or technically speaking and simply put.
Hello, Tracy.
Hello, Corey.
Not a bad hello on this beautiful day, September 2011. Guess what? We are getting that anticipated summer that is now gone from the east, but that everybody wanted here at the beginning of the summer that we never got, but now we're getting it. It's just unbelievable.
Well, what I like about summer days in September is that it's cooler in the morning, it's hot in the afternoon, and it's cooler in the evening. So to me, it's a perfect day with not a cloud in the sky. So those of you who are having to work on a beautiful day like today or be indoors, it's kind of a bummer, but it's nice until like 7 or 8 o'clock at night.
Yeah. And last night was a bit of a challenge. Sometimes in Vancouver, we don't get that unbelievable humidity like they do back east, but we get these kind of hot nights and nobody has any air conditioning and most people don't have enough fans. So you have to kind of endure that. But that's not bad because overall, the net effect is that BC is in its prime state right now. And that is why it's elevated as one of the best places to live on the planet.
Absolutely. And I certainly did have a wonderful summer, but we'll get into that later.
Yeah. So let's get into SNU for this edition. What's cooking?
What's cooking is using fresh herbs such as spearmint, sage, and parsley. And to this point in my life, I've had a black thumb when it comes to gardening herbs. However, this summer, I've been on the receiving end of my friends and neighbors' gorgeous herb gardens. So spearmint is one of the new ones that I'm working with. Spearmint herb, or garden mint, or common mint, which is spearmint, is the least pungent and subtle among the species of the mint family. This unique herb is one of a chef's main culinary favorites. And this is very interesting to me, as I haven't used spearmint in any of my recipes until now.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah.
So now, baby,
you're going to get spearmint coming out your ears. This branching perennial herb is native to the Mediterranean region, and it's widely used across Europe and large parts of Asia and Africa in flavored drinks, salads, and confectionery garnished to recipes. So this is all new to me. I mean, I'm quite well aware of spearmint. I thought it was just in chewing gum.
Are you sure?
But, and I knew you put it in drinks, but I had all this fresh spearmint and I thought, what the heck am I going to do with it? So I didn't look up recipes and run out and say, I'm going to buy all these ingredients that I need for spearmint. I just used the spearmint in whatever I had, which was quinoa. It's delicious in quinoa. It's delicious in rice dishes. It's delicious in lamb. I also made fresh prawns last night with coconut. I sauteed in coconut oil and chilies and added some spearmint, something I never in a million years would have done unless I had that spearmint. Now, how did that taste? Was it good?
Delicious.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can really feel its bite.
Oh.
And it adds a certain quality to the food. I think, you know, herbs and spices are something that it really improves the quality and texture of food when they're used correctly.
Well, yeah. Well, I made this rice dish and I took it over to a friend's place for a potluck dinner on the weekend. And I added the spearmint to it. And they go, what is that flavor? It's delicious. What is that? I said, it's spearmint. Well, the light bulb went off on everybody. And spearmint, I said, it's not mint. It's not peppermint. It's spearmint. So it's different. So I think we've got something going on here with the spearmint deal. So there's a lot of benefits to spearmint, and it is packed with nutritious, health-benefiting vitamins, antioxidants, and phytonutrients. This herb contains an essential oil, menthol, but it has less than mint and peppermint. It's low in calories, and it has no cholesterol, of course, and it's the chief essential oil in spearmint is, like I said, it was menthol. So it's high in minerals like potassium, calcium, magnesium, iron, and manganese. And iron is required, as we know, for enzymes and cellular metabolism and synthesis of hemoglobin.
Yeah, but the amount of iron present would be minuscule.
Yes.
And it's a non-heme iron.
Yes.
So, you know, I think what you're doing is, unfortunately, what marketing does. It just makes statements about the composition of something without relating to
right. But
the
I mean,
actual
if you're
impact.
Eating fresh herbs on a daily basis, and one day I hope to. I buy fresh herbs in the grocery store, but I mean right out of my garden, and I'm putting them in my food every day, all day. I have some iron content in my diet.
Well, there ain't nothing better than fresh food.
Right, exactly.
When it's fresh and alive and enzymatically high and the vibration is high and the whole impact of that as part of the diet. The herbs are like dietary supplements. You add them to your food and the whole thing gets better.
Right. And it's also useful to deal with digestive enzymes, including nausea, flatulence, hiccups, and it does relax the stomach muscles. And even when you touch the spearmint with your hands and you rub the leaf and you put it up to your nose and you breathe it in, it's very calming. So it's just an all-round lovely herb that we should get into more.
Yeah, well, menthol is used in many medicines, right? Many natural botanical medicines, and it has a huge history of application. You know, to me, I'm just thinking as an anesthetic to reduce pain and swelling. And then on the lips, you know, menthol, mm-hmm. when I was a kid, I used to get cold sores a lot.
Right.
And menthol was an element or a composite of the cold sore remedy, menthol, mm-hmm. along with some of the other herbs and
right.
plants.
So yeah. Get the fresh herbs out, add them to your salads, add them to your cooking, add them to your meat dishes. Now, what you want to do when you're using fresh herbs is put them in at the last minute. Don't put them in and stew them. Put them in the last minute if you're making a stew or making a meat dish and making the salads. Well, you can if you're making a salad, you can add it in and then throw it in the fridge, the salad. But if you're cooking with the herbs, any fresh herbs, you want to put them in at the last minute to get the most flavor out of it.
Yeah, don't you just have stocks of them in a container with water right now? Isn't that what I see?
Yeah, yeah. And then I have some
you just pick
fridge.
Them fresh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then I just use the scissors and I cut them.
And then
I
add them in
yeah.
fresh right
yeah.
off the stem.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And it's just delicious. So try using it. Try spearmint. Spearmint is the new thing.
And then, of course, you can have these herb gardens growing all year long.
Yes, but unfortunately, how many times, I don't know, how many times have I tried to grow a herb garden?
Yeah.
Like I said, I'm so thankful that my friends, family, and neighbors.
Well, I think that these kits that you buy are kind of pathetic. I think that what you have to do is go to the next level and get the soil and just start from scratch and learn how to do it from scratch.
Maybe if I'm stationary in one spot for a while,
yeah,
that
makes
might help.
It difficult,
that helps
obviously.
Too. Yeah, come on, give
you know,
me a
if
break.
If you've got some property, there should be some garden. I just yes. watched a film today on permaculture, and there was a university down in Massachusetts in Boston. The students are working on a project where they're turning the whole lawn into a grow-up, but they're basically growing plants for the kitchen to use for the students to eat so that there's no cost involved.
That's wonderful.
The students do all the labor, they grow the plants, they're free, and then it's fresh mm-hmm. right off the front lawn.
Big difference.
How many people out yeah. there in this country have huge, giant front or back lawns that just sit there and grow grass that no animals are eating?
Yeah.
It's a complete waste.
Yeah.
Permaculture is a movement where you say, okay, look at the cost of food is enormous, but the quality of the food is worse. It's really declining.
But you might have people that say, which we know, I don't have time, it's too much work. But if you do have a lot and you've got space in the back that's not doing anything, there are people out there that you can barter with to say, hey, grow a garden for me. Like there's a lot of retired people I know that have gardens. They use these community spaces and they pay X amount of dollars a year to have this community garden. You can do this with people who maybe aren't working, single moms or moms who are stay-home moms, and get the kids out and they can barter. They help you with the garden and then you both get fresh vegetables and herbs.
Yeah, that's an evolutionary biological
yes.
concept. It's
they,
called
you know,
cooperation.
It can work for you.
Yeah, cooperating without the humans increases
situation.
Your chance to survive
yeah,
increases
yeah.
the quality of your life.
Yeah, absolutely.
It is better to cooperate with other humans than not to.
Yeah.
It's logically
yeah.
the better way to go.
Yeah.
But I don't buy the no time element too.
Yeah.
I got no time to train. I got no time to do anything that is essential to my health and welfare. Well, that's stupid. So it's not about not having the time. It's simply this. I don't want to do it. Because if you did want to do it, if you did want to make a garden, I know people that have gardens, put a lot of time into their gardens, and they're busy people. It's just about knowing what it is you want to do and being clear about it and then seeing the benefits.
Well, it's time management as well, you know.
Time management, yeah.
I mean, we waste a lot of, I mean, there are wasteful times in your life. And if you don't have time to look after yourself, then I don't know what you're doing.
Well, what about a personal trainer who ignores their own health? They're too busy to train their own body.
I have a beef. Okay, this is also what's cooking. Yesterday I went to the gym, and this personal trainer or rehab person, what they were doing with their client, is this woman was getting upset with her client because the client didn't do all of his exercises well prior to the class. And it was the long weekend, and he didn't really have time to do a lot of his exercises. And she was really, I could tell she was being nice, but she was really upset with him. She was being a little bit ratty with him. And I looked at her, and she was fat. Okay. And she's this personal trainer, and she's getting angry with him, telling him, like, you should be doing this on your own time and you should know better. And I'm looking at her going, you're fat, you know, and you're a personal trainer, and you're telling this person that they should make time to do what they're doing. And she was about 40 pounds overweight and had a huge big butt on her. And I'm thinking, how dare you say this to your client when you yourself aren't even fit?
Yeah, but it's a dysfunction on both parts. It's how dare the client have her as a trainer,
yeah,
right? But it's like the book As a Man Thinketh by James Allen. He says at one time in history, we blamed the slave master for being cruel and owning slaves. But then we turn it around and we look at the slave and say, well, what are you all about? Why don't you resist slavery? Why have you surrendered to being a slave? Why aren't you trying to fight your way out of it? They're both involved in a sick, dependent relationship.
Yes,
that they feed off
but
of each other.
Witnessing this, I'm witnessing it and I'm looking at it, and it's very frustrating. So getting back to that, yes, I cook with spearmint. I cook with fresh sage and lots of fresh parsley. So when we get back to that, I mean, if you're telling people about what's going on and you want to come down on people for what they're not doing, make sure you're doing it yourself, okay? So basically, that's the herb of it.
The herb of it. That's
the herb
cool.
of it. That's the herb of it.
Right, I like
so
that.
So start using fresh herbs. Totally different than dry herbs. But if you use the dried bottled herbs and all, I mean, if that's all you can get, that's all you can get.
Well, they do retain some properties,
yes.
But live fresh plants
yeah.
lose a lot of their energy and vitality, yeah. and some of the nutrients
yeah.
are affected by drying up yeah. and oxidation.
But if you can get fresh herbs, use them up and use them in all your meals as much as you can, and just try, experiment with them. Have some fun.
Yeah, because they really do pump up the immune
oh,
system.
Oh, yes.
It's like absolutely. Adding vitamins to your foods.
Oh, for sure. It's
and then
lovely.
With the vitamins, oh my goodness.
Yeah.
We're talking
you
a lot of strength
here. You can make a simple brown rice dish absolutely gourmet by adding fresh herbs to it. Just a simple brown
yeah,
rice
and these
dish.
Native cultures have been doing that for
exactly.
millennia.
Exactly, yeah. So go for it.
Good stuff. Okay, moving on. Who was our last month's special guest?
Last month's special guest was Miss Andrea Restagno. She is a naturopathic doctor and works with CanPrev, a Canadian health product line that is very high quality standard and was designed by the owner of the company as she suffered from cancer.
Yeah, and if you go to their site, you can hear her story. There's a video. She talks about hearing the bad news and then the steps that she experienced that led to her. Actually, I think her and her husband built this company.
Mm-hmm.
They were so impressed with whole food and natural healing methodology and probably experienced the political downside mm-hmm. of mm-hmm. modern medicine yeah. and cancer treatment, and were probably, like many people are, dissatisfied with that style of treatment and the way they're treated themselves.
Adriana works with the professionals. She works with training. She works with other naturopaths. So she's a big wig in Canada.
Well, it's a professional company.
Yes,
they've got a lot of
you know,
educated people on staff.
Working with them.
And their formulas are tight. They're very nice. Get
quality.
To canprev.ca. Have a look at the formulas.
Mm-hmm.
There's some really good yeah. formulas there that are good for a whole variety of symptoms as well as prevention of the same diseases.
Exactly, yes. So we want to thank Adriana very much for that. Thank you.
Yeah, and we look forward to seeing CanPrev at our conference coming up as they are one of the exhibitors.
Exactly, on September 24th, 2011. It is the CHI third annual conference and trade show. So we're pretty excited about that.
Yeah, so let's work that into our Highway to Health update. Let's talk about the conference I think we're pretty much ready to go, aren't we?
Yeah, pretty much ready to go. I mean, everything pretty much falls into place. We've got some fantastic tabletop exhibitors that we're thrilled about. And we have been promoting this conference. We've been driving around from Chilliwack all the way to
White Rock. We went to over 100 stores and gyms.
Oh my goodness, yes, we have.
Talked to the owners, talked to the staff, had the posters, had the tickets, that kind of thing.
Well, one of the beauties of it is we walk in and we're getting such great reception these days. And Corey and I are walking out going, what's going on here? Everybody's happy to see us. You know, we've never had such great reception in the history of us promoting conferences and ever being
Yeah, it just
Corey
goes to show that
Holly.
That sticking with anything yeah. and being consistent has an eventual effect on everybody. They get used to you being around.
Well,
and
yeah.
then that gives you an opportunity to come into the store. And eventually things turn around and the people that may be intimidated by you or didn't understand what you were doing hear something good about you. And hear about the efforts that are moving forward. And then eventually they come around.
Well, one of the things was I didn't really like to go in to the stores and do the cold calls or whatever you want to call them. Not even a cold call. Just go into the stores.
Cold calls when you come unannounced.
Yeah, exactly. Well, we did. That's what we've been doing then, doing cold calls. But we've been promoting the conference. But I never liked to do that. I was kind of just wanted to stay home and you did this. But you said, Tracy, you've got to come with me. We have to promote this together. People like the yin and the yang, the male, female. They like that. So
it's called gender balance.
Yes. And it really does work, doesn't it? And I'm really getting off on it. I'm really having a good time. I'm really enjoying it because people know me now through my Vista articles, through my lectures that I've done. People are getting to know me now. So it's kind of exciting walking in the stores and say, hi, Tracy, how are you? Which is good. So I'm enjoying that part of it. But one of the things that we did see on quite a regular basis was we'd go into these malls and there was lineups at Starbucks and lineups at McDonald's and all the health food stores were empty. And we're going,
you wonder how they survive.
What? Yeah,
because
for sure.
We're talking like we know what's going on because we go in the stores on a regular basis and the sales reps would know this too. Although sometimes they're focused on their product and maybe they don't pay attention, but we're kind of walking in. We're not selling vitamins. We're educators, and we have an online university. So our merchandise is not something you can hold in your hand and see. You know, education is something, it's like knowledge. You have to work at it and et cetera. So the thing is, we go in and objectively just look at the store, and while we're in there, which might be from 15 minutes to an hour, depending on the situation,
yeah,
we're not seeing a lot of traffic anywhere.
No.
We're not seeing a lot of traffic anywhere. So, of course, there are exceptions, but the stores that have food usually have more people. But let's just talk about the stores that only have vitamins and they have no foods whatsoever. Most of them are as dead as a freaking doornail.
Dead, which is good for us when we walk in because we have the total attention. And sometimes, though, the person that's behind the desk is pretty tired because there's nothing going on.
A lot of them are sitting there not doing anything,
yeah.
And that's not what they should be doing.
No.
When I worked retail, the rule was you never, ever sit down. You're not allowed to sit down. You're always up. And so I'd have a ruler in my hand. I'd be straightening out the vitamins. I'd be reading the labels. I would be involved in my store. There's a ton of stuff to do in the store. But again, if you're not motivated to do it and you don't care, then you're not going to do it. You're just going to sit there and do nothing. Maybe read a comic book or watch pornos on video or something.
Uh-huh.
Who knows what these guys are doing?
Yeah, exactly.
Right?
But,
they're-
you know, it's a wonderful industry. It really is. And I always tell everybody that this is a fantastic industry. And are you in the industry or is the industry in you? And I know for me, the industry is in me. I don't personally want to work in a health food store, but I love everything that is sold in a health food store. I really, really do. Now, we've been to a lot of just reflex stores that just really promote bodybuilding supplements. And there's a lot of great products in there. And, you know, those guys in these stores, like the Popeyes and the Reflexes that we've been to, they really know their stuff. You know, I would say they have a good understanding of what's going on with products, a higher standard than most, would you say?
Well, not necessarily, but, you know, I don't know what you've seen, but I know that you can't gain knowledge unless you study and read. It's impossible to get everything you need to get the full insight on the science of sports nutrition just by osmosis, just by talking and listening to two people. An archaeologist, a paleontologist, a physicist, they all have to have a formal background in education to understand before they get into the field the principles, the laws, the formulas, the chemistry. Okay, then they can render an understanding in their brain when they're involved in their work.
Well, I think, honey, what I'm talking about is these guys in these bodybuilding, sort of like I said, okay, I'm just going to use an example. Like I said, the Reflex and the Popeyes, these guys are into training. So whereas a lot of people in health food stores aren't into training, right? So they want to get the most that they can. So they're really into taking the product themselves. We've been to quite a few stores where the people behind the desk don't take product at all. They're just into eating healthy. And we're going like, you're selling supplements and you're selling all these different kinds of protein powders, be it whey concentrate, hemp, pea, rice, soy, and you've never tasted them and tried them yourself. Why are you working in a health food store? Why would the owner...
Because it's a job.
No, why would the owner of the health food store choose this person?
That's a great question. And I don't know if there's an easy answer.
It's like hiring somebody at
Maybe
Rona.
They're just cheap.
Maybe it's hiring somebody at
maybe
Rona.
Maybe they don't understand the industry that they work in.
It's like hiring somebody at Rona, which is a house hardware store, and knowing nothing about hardware. It would be like me working in a hardware store. I don't know anything about hardware. So it's like me working in a hardware store. Why would you hire me?
Well, we were in a store the other day, and the person said, well, this is the manager of the store. Actually, he manages many stores. I won't name the chain. But he said, we don't want to put any time and energy into training anybody. We just want them to come in and know how to do it in advance. Now, what a crappy attitude.
I know.
How ridiculous. How stupid. But that is...
But you know what?
That's the standard.
If
that's
you've got
more common
people,
than not.
Okay, it's like hiring you. They want somebody like you or somebody who's really knowledgeable to go in. You're going to have to pay big money for that.
But they don't want to pay big money.
They don't want to pay big money.
They don't want to pay any money.
So what is going on here, folks?
The adage, you get what you pay for. But again, going back to the premise, which Ayn Rand always states, go back to the premise, because if right now ain't happening and it's not giving you the results you want, then go back to your premise, go back to the foundation, go back to the original cause, and then you can see why the right now ain't happening. And so if this is what I have tried to make clear in my sales and service program, the greatest vitamin salesperson in the world. You know, you have to, before you come into the industry as an owner of a store, before you build it, you have to understand, how does success come about in this industry? And one of the criteria is that I need knowledgeable, well-trained people that are continuously being trained, that have financial incentive and are also committed to the philosophy of the industry. Just like I've used other prototypes of successful stores. Everyone is on the ball. Everyone's on the same page. They're working as a team. But that comes down from the top, not from the bottom, right? It's the people in control that make these decisions. So when you go into a store and you're not really happy with the way it's run or managed, don't blame the attendees or the staff. Go beyond that.
That's right. You're absolutely right. But we met some wonderful people who were really doing a fantastic job. And there are a lot of highly trained people out there that really do love the industry. But, you know, for those who are in the industry and are just there for a job and just putting in time, it's really a shame because the natural health food industry is really a wonderful industry. It really is. You can meet some fantastic people. You can schmooze with the top of the enchilant of people who are really trying to make a difference. There's some great products out there, and it's really a wonderful industry to be in. And if you are wondering what to do in your life, what kind of career choice that you want to make, maybe think about getting into the natural health industry. You know, there you go.
Yeah, because it is a fantastic career if you recognize it as that in advance. And for myself personally, I had to move on from a lot of the places that I was because they were too small for my vision, too limiting to what I felt that I wanted to do. So you have to have the brass kahunas for that one. You have to be able to say, you know what, I have to move on and I'm going to leave the security of this position, even though it ain't that secure and even though it ain't all that great. But people are afraid to make the move, mm-hmm. right? And I think one of the elements of great health is an attitude of courage, is the ability to recognize what it is you want. And then when you're empowered with the forces of wellness that come up through you, you just can't help but move towards them.
Well, I think it's a wonderful industry to be in because it forces you. But this is why I've always liked to do something that kept me lean and kept me fit, and I had to look good. This industry, I mean, it involves exercise, physical activity, it involves supplementation, healthy food, good digestion, relaxation, meditation. It involves everything, aromatherapy, homeopathy.
Many elements that people don't understand.
Exactly.
Once again, the absolute essential need for education.
Yeah, it's got everything in there. And I mean, and if you really use this industry, you will become well and healthy.
I find these people that work in the sports nutrition shops, they don't have any knowledge of homeopathy, of any of the other branches.
Right.
Of the natural healing industry. And that's why they're not expanding their sales and attracting more people in.
Exactly. And this is one of the things that our sports nutrition courses teach. We are holistic, integrative sports nutrition. And if any of you have read our courses and are our graduates and are taking our courses right now, you will understand that it's not just about exercise and taking protein powder, which I think a lot of people, this misnomer about sports nutrition. But what we teach at CHI is all the way from carrot juice to homeopathy. We do the full nine yards.
Again, it's like any other science. You have to start with basic principles and concepts, and you have physics 101, then 201, then 301, then 401, and so on and so forth. You don't start with the 401 class when you first come into it. Actually, you have to go way back into grade 9 and 10 science. That's where you get clear about the roots and how the whole thing works, and then you build on that. That's your premise. That's your principle. That's your foundation.
Mm-hmm.
So what is the foundation of your skill set? Like Wayne Gretzky would go out in his backyard and shoot pucks until 2 o'clock at night, and his father and mother would, you know, have to yank him in. And there's unbelievably high numbers of athletes that did the same thing. They're motivated from within to achieve these high standards, but they were passionate. So we have to have a passion for education to be successful. If you're not, if you're behind the scenes and you're just an accountant, you still need to have knowledge to look after yourself. But if you're on that floor, mm-hmm. servicing customers, and you have 100 or 200 products in the store, you have to know what they are, what they do, how
they work, how much to take. You used an accountant as an analogy. I'd certainly hope if somebody was an accountant that they weren't going to go bankrupt on a personal level, this accountant.
Right.
They should have a good idea about their own accounting and what's going on in their own financial world for themselves. So they should be not going bankrupt financially if they are a good accountant with your money, right?
Yes.
And so that would be, you know, a primary factor here. If you've got somebody who's your accountant and they can't even take care of themselves financially, then what's wrong with this picture?
Well, again, that works the same way in the health business.
In the health business, absolutely.
Everyone working in the industry should theoretically all be engaged in their own personal health and wellness. And that is part of the philosophy that I punch in the sales and service program.
Mm-hmm.
You know, for everyone out there who hasn't taken this, I get into the philosophy of the industry and the basic premise and why we need to be committed to education. And then looking at the different resources and the process of how to actually engage with people one-on-one in the store environment.
Mm-hmm.
The knowledge that you need comes through a separate kind of study. That's what the CSNA program is all about. The knowledge of the principles and the engineering of the products,
right.
etc.
Well, anyway, so that's about it for our CHI Highway to Health. We are promoting our conference, and I'm going to be speaking at it, and I'm really excited about speaking at it because, as I mentioned, I'm postmenopausal now, in my mid-50s, and I'm really going to, it's raw and it's going to be real, and I hope that some of you aren't going to scratch my eyes out after I have my lecture, but I feel like I have an obligation to say what's on my mind, and nobody can fire me because it's my institute. Well, 50-50. I'm going to just lay it on the line.
51-49, dear.
Yes, thank you very much. I'm the 51%. Anyway, I'm going to lay it on the line. I'm going to say what's on my mind, and all the excuses that I've heard for the last, I don't know, 10 years, I've been through every excuse, and there's no excuse. There's absolutely not one excuse that you can use. So anyways, thank you. And I hope that you will get online and buy a ticket if you're in the area for a CHI conference.
Yeah, I'm really looking forward to a great day, a celebration, excitement, an adventure, meeting new people, learning myself about new products, networking, getting involved in that stimulation, that motivation, that education that we're all about. So everyone out there, I hope to see you at the conference coming up on the 24th of September. Get to the site, register, bring some friends, and join us as you continue on in your own personal adventure in the pursuit of optimum health and wellness. Okay, well, I think that's a good time to end this scenario. Tracy, what is your final word?
My final word is by an unknown author. Summer is like the ultimate one-night stand. Hot as hell, totally thrilling, and gone before you know it.